interviewing Esther McCoy in Santa Monica on June 7th.
Tape one.
This is tape one. I'll indicate that on the tape.
Let's see. 8 of my grandparents came to the United States before the Revolution. They were all intensely political and intensely interested in lumber. My mother was born in Illinois, my father in Ohio. My education started when, with one child reading aloud to the other. So we read very early, and
were you the oldest?
No, you're not to ask questions. My sister and I went to a boarding school when we were. She was 2 years older than I, a little less than 2 years, and I think I was 13, and she was 14 and three quarters, or I was 12, I can't remember. It was very great experience. In English class, there was a Miss Hamilton, and we had half, maybe a month, or a month and a half on one thing. One was Canterbury Tales, and we memorized a great deal, and I still remember the opening lines of Canterbury Tales, one not a prela, with a chill risotto, etc., etc. And then we Shakespeare and others, but it was nice to spend enough time on one thing, so you began to know it and like it. But there was a great deal of memorizing, and I think it was many years after I'd memorized Milton of On His Blindness that I understood that when my light was spent, that it meant that he was blind. And I took it more literally, that his light, his electric light. So, and I read a great deal, and my sister was a very bright, much brighter than I was, and was. We were so close, and we were in the same grade in school, and so it wasn't any use for me to try to keep up with her. And I was always the youngest one in my class, and not a great deal was expected of me, but my mother